I'm gonna start the backup too. Is a learn.
Okay,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, do the backup thing because yeah, otherwise you get thing. In trouble.
Yeah. Here we go. We're gonna do this again for real. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You sure you still want to do this? Okay. Here we go. You don't have a choice now. You're in.
Don't be a smart ass. Right, come on.
There's one set for stun. Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is really neat.
Engage. You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of, well, the first edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con. What is this thing called again? 2017 edition. We're a little rusty. Don't know what we're doing. And here we are. Hey, Lee, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And I just as I was saying that, as I was doing my little, you know, typical
the loud thing
intro
yeah.
thing, I realized that in you'll hear me talk about it a couple of times, but in
sure
2 days I'll be moving into an apartment.
Yeah, I can't imagine doing that right now
right.
with all the crap you and I both own because we're old and we
yeah, well,
gained
most
a lot
of my
of crap
in
our lives.
In storage right now, but I'm getting a new house built and whatnot, right in the middle of this 50 days thing. But anyway, I'll spend the whole entire 50 days because my house won't be ready for another 6 months, at an apartment, which makes me wonder if the neighbors are going to think I'm weird. And on top of that, not only that, but the way that it's going to have to be situated for the uh-huh. short period of time is my recording rig is going to basically be it's in a little office area, but the office area is open to the living room and also against the kids' bedrooms. So that should be fun for them.
Well, but 50 days we're usually pretty clean. I mean, it's not like another podcast.
Oh, it's not.
That,
no, it's not that. Yeah. It's the so. Yelling that I do. Into the microphone.
Well, you only yell right at the start, and well, it's summer. It's okay. They
yeah,
don't go to bed early.
That's true. I guess.
All right.
Yeah, I guess it's only about a week into the school year when.
Yeah.
No, a couple weeks into the school year when we're still recording this thing. But anyway.
Oh, is it a couple weeks? Really?
Yeah.
For you?
We go back.
Well, no, that's true because we go back like mid August too. So yeah.
I think it's August 15th. So. Anyway,
dude,
hey,
that sucks
Lee,
for you.
What are we doing? What is this thing? Because
I don't know.
Those people that are just finding us this year.
You know, first of all, if you're just finding us this year, thank you. And also, if you're just finding us this year, what friend made you come to this side of a podcast and go, oh, no, this is what you should listen to? Because some friend was mean. But not really, because we're nice people. We are a podcast that's going to tell you about Dragon Con. We're going to tell you how awesome it is, and we're going to have a lot of guests on to talk about Dragon Con. We're going to have people that go to Dragon Con, people that help organize Dragon Con, and we're going to have people that, oh my God, help us all, actually, like, run Dragon Con. Like, some of the track direct, we're going to have track directors on, and we're going to have, who else are we going to have on? Oh, we're going to have, like, the big wigs, the people with the black badges, the very, very senior directors.
Right, right.
That's pretty cool. But we're also going to have a lot of people that just also kind of attend con or come to con for something kind of special. So that's kind of neat, too, because we're going to have people that come and maybe do costumes. We got some people that we'll talk to, and we've got some people that'll maybe talk about one of the things that's already called the Disney Princess Meetup. Which is going to the Disney meet and greet, I think is what it is because it's not, yeah, because I think they have some superheroes there too. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun, people. We love doing this. I mean, if we didn't love doing John, how many years have we done this now? Because I think it's like 100.
I was about ready to go look, but
okay.
Just a quick background on us.
Oh, yeah, we probably need
so
that.
Lee is the director. She's a director. How long have you been directing? Track director, I should point out. Although
over
she does boss me around, so I guess in a way
I boss
she's a
him a whole
yeah.
lot. lot around because that's my job. Over 10 years now.
Over 10 years.
Possibly closer to 15 at this point, being a track director. At least 10. I've been a volunteer. This is my 20th year volunteering. So I want to say I'm actually probably really close to 15 as a director. OMG.
And what tracks do you direct?
I currently direct two tracks. I direct Paranormal, which is all about those ghost shows, the reality shows, things like that, and people that are going to talk about those topics. We actually have a good guest list already done, so you can go and look at us. And we're going to have a great time with that. And then we also talk, I'm also Extract Director, which is about shows like the X-Files, the shows that are paranormal and or government conspiracy and aliens and all that, that aren't reality-based. So you've got something like X-Track and things like that. X-Files, Twin Peaks, Stranger Things. Oh, my God. What the heck? I'm losing it. Lost. And we have a new, we have Agent Carter, and we've had that for a few years. And this year, we're also getting Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I'm really excited about that because that's like one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, so X-Track basically covers those shows that are police, FBI, government-based.
Right? Yeah, kind of government, the government and conspiracy. If there's the government and conspiracy, it's probably us. Now, but, you know, and people are like, well, what about it? Okay, so that's the great thing about Dragon Con.
Yes. You'll hear us talk about this particular topic a lot.
A lot. But that's a great thing about Dragon Con. So we also have a track that is called the Supernatural, that is called, not the Supernatural track, it is called, Urban Fan, Oh my God,
Dark
all right,
fantasy?
First of all, we have horror tracks. No, we have horror tracks, which is all about the scary stuff, okay? That's all about the scary stuff. And then we have, it might be Urban Fantasy. Is it Urban Fantasy? I hope that's what it is. I can't remember. And Carol, I'm really, really sorry.
Fantasy, yes.
All right, so it's Urban Fantasy. So it shows like Lucifer, Supernatural, a lot of those shows where it's like, yay, you know, it's a little bit odd. But it's more about vampires and werewolves and Teen Wolf is there and things that go bump in the night. But that aren't really policed or watched by the government as much. There's not as much of a government part in that. So
yeah, they don't play a central role in the actual. So that's, you know, that's where you draw the, you know, so that's sort of where you draw lines there. And we will talk about that a lot whenever we talk to a director. We try to get sort of an insight, and all the directors are like, well, you know, it. There are shows that it's obvious that they belong in this track, and then there are other shows that's like, you could make an argument for a different track, but because of the way that, you know, scheduling works and everything else, you sort of figure it out from there, right?
Right. Well, that's a part of scheduling. It's also just kind of a part of talking with people. I have Grimm on my track because there is something else going on. There's some other people kind of controlling whatever's going on with Grimm.
Yeah, and it's really a police procedural. Well,
and it's also a
police
procedural.
I guess towards the end it started stopped being
towards
a police procedural, but it started as a police procedural.
But don't spoil it. Some people may not have seen the end yet. But that's a great show.
Well, I haven't seen the end. I've only gotten up. I've not seen the conclusions yet.
Oh, you need to. It was kind of awesome. So it came, we started the Urban Fantasy track. X-Track had Grimm and Supernatural. And the question became, okay, what goes where? Mm-hmm. And I made the argument, and Carol made the other argument, that Supernatural made much more sense to go to Urban Fantasy. They're finding demons and things of that nature. And Grimm made a little more sense to come over to me. You know, because it is all the storybook things, but it's also a bit of a police procedural because something kind of weird has come and killed people. And now where do we go? So that's, you know, that's what we do in Dragon Con. And the great thing is if you're interested in something, we probably have we may not have a panel about it, but we got a track and somebody in that track is going to want to talk to you. So I would always say go to the Dragon Con site, www.dragoncon.org. Look at what to do and you'll see where we talk about fandom tracks, and that's what we all are. So, I mean, we've got Kaleidoscope, which does kind of those Nick Nick TV shows and some of the Cartoon Network shows and other shows like that that are more for that kind of preteen. We've got adult literature, we've got adult fantasy literature, and then we also have young adult literature. So we've got three just literature tracks. You know, we've got something on we've got a film festival. You know, we've got people that if you want to stay up 24/7 watching anime or watching old TV shows, we got you covered. So Dragon Con's kind of a lot of fun with that, and we will bring all of that up, because I think one of the biggest things is a lot of people, especially if you're just finding this podcast, you're kind of wondering like, what is there to do? We will be talking a lot about what there's to do, because it really is a 24/4 con. I mean, for 4 days, 24 hours a day, we got something going on. And that goes from playing a board game to playing a video game to then moving into LARPing, which is live action role play, to then going and talking about books that maybe got written about LARPing. So, I mean, you can do all of it, and it's kind of awesome. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. And so I've been trying, as you know, it's funny. We talk about this every year and I never bothered to go back and look. And now I'm trying to go back and look and find out where the hell when this started. So back in, I guess I'm seeing 2000, about 10 years ago, I started doing the, just a regular countdown.
Wasn't it 20 days of Dragon Con at that point, or 30 days or something?
It was 30 days. Now I'm trying to go forward a little bit and figure out where and that wasn't really necessarily a podcast. That was just a
you
countdown.
Put stuff up
we
about
put
it.
Pictures.
Yeah.
We put, you know, articles, blah, 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 counting down. And then in 2009, it became 40 days of Dragon Con.
Mm-hmm.
And again, still not really the podcast.
We were close at that point, though.
I'm looking for it now. Oh, wait. Actually, in 2010 is what it looks like.
Okay.
2010 is when we started doing, you and I started doing this together. It wasn't
so this
always.
Is the,
it wasn't
so
always
this is
a podcast,
the 7 year itch? This is the 7 year itch year. Okay, cool.
We didn't do incessant podcasting at that point.
No, we didn't.
It wasn't until the next year where we were doing it pretty much every day and stopped doing the intermediate posts.
Right.
So, yeah. So you'll hear Zan later on, and she talks about how she's been on 8 years, which I guess is pretty much
that's about right.
Years, yep. 7 years or 7 years, I think she said maybe. Which is pretty much all of them, right? So,
yep, that's it.
So you and I have been doing it for 7, 8 years, 7.5 years, if you want to count.
Yeah,
because one of
something
them
like that. Yeah.
When did it become 50 days? It must have become 50 days in 2011.
It became 50 days like 2 years ago, 3 years ago? I didn't think it was.
2011.
Was it really?
2011
really?
50 days, yes.
So we've been masochists since 2011 for this 50-day thing. Wow. Okay. But, you know, and the reason John and I know each other is John and I are on another podcast. It's called Weekend Justice. I haven't been on in a while because I'm in graduate school, but that happens. John is the producer of that, and that's how we met. And then he said, oh, I want to interview you for this podcast. And I said, okay. And then he said, hey, could you give me other people? And I said, sure. And he's like, oh, and hey, can you sit on those interviews and chat with me during it? And so that kind of, I think, how it came about, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
and then,
kinda,
then I didn't
I mean,
have to do any talking because Lee did it all from that point on.
Oh, you're so mean. You're so mean.
That's not true. And we currently right now, we currently like each other right now. And about day 30 is when we'll be had enough of each other.
Yeah, we really will. And we both make jokes. Okay, so if this is your first one, we both make jokes that we will hate each other. We really don't. We are very good friends. And we've even vacationed together. Oh, you love me and you know it. But we are not married. not married. We are two friends. I have a spouse. He has a spouse. Our families have vacationed together. It's all, so we're very different. But yeah, so, and we're kind of like, you know, that's kind of my brother from another mother, because we're a lot alike. When you really start chatting with us, we are a lot alike, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah, we're both insane.
Although I do not – we're both insane. I do not watch so many of the CW hero shows that you do.
Yeah, I don't watch as many as I – I've stopped watching Arrow. I mean, Flash is probably the only thing that I would say that I – oh, and iZombie.
iZombie. See, and I don't watch iZombie, but I watch Z Nation. So –
I mean, oh,
it's,
no.
I know, it's just
that's
dumb.
Great. You
it's
know,
just
whatever.
Dumb TV. It's just dumb TV. Well, okay, so, and you have now given a perfect example of Dragon Con. I like Z Nation. He likes iZombie. Guess what, folks? You're going to find people like that at Dragon Con. It's awesome. It's awesome. You can find whatever. And if you like both of those shows, oh, my God, there are so many people.
And so one other thing before I forget. I know the title is 50 Days of Dragon Con.
Yeah, please.
It's likely that it's going to be about 40 podcasts is typically what we seem to average. So if you're thinking, well, where's the podcast? Well, that's where it is. So, but yeah. here's an important thing. We forget to stress this enough. We want to hear from you. So
please.
So
please.
If you want to leave a voicemail with maybe a question that you would like us to answer that we want to try and find the answer for. And if we have a variety of directors on and then also folks that run sort of things like, you know, disability services, charity,
parade, we'll have some, we've had it, for people with registration, but registration goes so well now.
We won't
talk about that because they're like, do not jinx us. We it has gone smoothly since the one time we talked to you. We're never talking to you again. So
I mean, last year I stood in line with my friend to get his passes or his pass.
Mm-hmm.
And
his badge.
His
yep.
badge. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. His membership mm-hmm. badge.
His membership badge.
And I think I was in line. We were in line for 15 minutes, and I was like, "Wow, this is kind of going slow." But then you think back to
yep. years ago. My God, 15 minutes was slow. Really, yes. You guys said that. Yes. I hate you all so very much.
It used to be hours upon hours of waiting. It used to be a whole manual process. For those of you that don't remember, it wasn't that long ago. It's been since we've been doing this yeah. podcast that was a and it might have only been like 4 years ago when they did that switchover.
Four or five. I mean, yeah, it's been and it's gone amazingly well. So let's all knock on wood.
Mm-hmm.
I just did it. Ow, that hurt. Those are my knuckles. Ow.
I thought you hurt your head.
No, I hurt. No, I can't hurt my head. I'm a Dragon Con director, dude. You cannot hurt my head. But no, I mean, yeah. So we have a great system with that. One of the things we'll also do throughout this podcast is we'll give you a couple of tips from us. And one of the biggest ones I give you is your badge is your life. Do not lose it.
Yes.
Keep it around your neck.
This is especially true of the last several years. You literally yeah. can't get into the building sometimes without yeah. a badge.
Well, and people are like, no, I can go in any hotel I want to in Atlanta. Not when we have taken it over and made it a
it's
private
still
party.
A private event.
It is a private event. It's all ours. Ha ha.
And I do want to mention something else because this probably yeah. isn't mentioned enough. Even though we talk to a lot of the Dragon Con folks, I myself am an attending professional, Lee, of course,
yep.
as a director, we do not speak for Dragon Con. Con, there's only like five people that can officially speak for Dragon Con or something to that effect.
Yeah, about that, yep.
Yeah, we do speak to the PR folks, we do speak to them, but we're not an official
media,
Dragon Con, media, thanks. We're not an official Dragon Con podcast. We're just like Dragon Con itself. We are fan run, and we like it that way.
Yeah, we do. But I mean, and we will try to. If you have a question, and as John said, please send us your questions. Send us whatever.
Oh, I meant to mention.
If you have a question,
this is going all over the place. But that's 50 yeah. days, 50 Welcome. Days at theuniquegeek.com. theuniquegeek.com. T-H-E, obviously. That's how you spell it.
Yep, there you go.
Or, real quick, 813-321-0884. That's 813-321-0884 to leave us a voicemail. Or if you're on Skype, you can just leave a voicemail for The Unique Geek. And we'll try and get the, answered if it's interesting. If it's, you know, just want to say hey, we'll just play that. If it's for a specific person, we'll try to hold it. If we're going to have that person on, for example, if you had a question about the horror track and something that they do on the horror track, then when we have hopefully we'll have Derek on this year.
We will harass Derek to be on. I get to go to a meeting
really,
on Saturday.
I happen to notice. Yep. I happen to notice on Facebook that he's kind of busy right now. So
he's busy right now, but you know, we got 50 days. We're all right. Got a long time.
So yeah, that's it. So Lee.
Yes.
Who do we have so far on the guest roster?
Oh my God. Why do you ask me this when my computer screen is black? But okay, we got a lot of people. So just recently we have a whole lot of people from Arrow, the TV show, listed. We got William Shatner. We've got a lot of Star Trek The Next Generation people. We got Brett Spiner. We've got Jonathan Frakes. We've got Gates McFadden. We've got people coming. Stan Lee. We got Stan Lee coming. Oh my God, Stan Lee. We have who else? I'm thinking. We've got we've got Kelly McCormick. Oh, I was going with the comic book people. Hold on. Got Matt Fraction and Kelly McCormick, who I am so excited. So really looking on that. We've got Matt Smith. We've got Karen Allen. And we've got Billy Piper. That's her real name. Billy Piper, who is another companion coming. So we've got them. We've got the great thing is we've got a great guest list, but we've got authors coming. We've got D. Candido, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right?
I'm going to say sure.
Jonathan Mayberry. Should I just say sure? Kevin Anderson and Rebecca Moesta, who are coming. Timothy Zahn, who is coming. So a lot of authors that you may know, and that's just the ones I can think of off the top of my head. That's just barely what it is. We talk about it all the time at DragonCon meetings, which is we have 400 guests and professionals who are coming. So we've got a lot of people who are coming, which is great. And look in your track, because if you're very interested in paranormal, we've got a whole lot of paranormal researchers and other people coming. If you're interested in Electronic Frontiers, which is EFF, they've got a whole lot of people coming, especially people in computer security and the people on the front line of what it means to be safe and secure on the internet and things like that. So it's all kind of awesome. It's all across the board. And that's what's so great about DragonCon too. So, and we have bands. We have bands coming. We've got Crew Shadows coming again. We've got
Paul and Storm.
Paul and Storm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, when was that announced? I
didn't
see that.
At the site right now. It's one of the red. It's one of the Red Arrow ones. So it's.
Oh, okay.
Recently
just cut. It just okay. Hold on. I'll pull. I got one of those.
Scott Adsit. Scott Adsit's going to be there. You know him as the voice of Baymax.
And if you are
a
Night Vale fan, we've got Cecil Baldwin coming, which is kind of cool too. So yeah,
and it's also important to note at this point as well. And we're kind of getting all this stuff out of the way, but we're going to repeat it anyway. This is all these folks are tentative until they've actually appeared.
Yeah.
They've landed in Atlanta and they're in the hotel. They're still. Still a chance,
and the panel is ongoing.
Yeah, there's still a chance they might not show up. It's not because DragonCon hates you. I know that's a popular myth. It's not because they found out that you're the one that wanted to see James Urbaniak and he couldn't make it because he had got another gig. I don't know. I happened to be looking at James Urbaniak's thing there. Or Carl Urban, because he found out that I'm stalking him because he's a sexy, sexy man.
He's a sexy, sexy man. Yep.
It has nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with the fact that these people, Lee, take it from there,
are jobbing actors. So these people are working. So if a job comes up, most of these people have to take the job over coming to DragonCon. And for those Doctor Who fans, we've got Alex Kingston, River Song, coming. Which is kind of cool. So, yeah, I mean, no, but that's the thing. A lot of these people are jobbing actors. A lot of these people also, oh my God, I know this is really weird, have real lives. So things come up that, you know, I have a sick kid and I can't come to DragonCon. That can happen, folks. Let's be honest. But yeah, so these are jobbing actors. So if work comes up, they're not going to be there. The other issue is, because of when DragonCon is, a lot of shows are actually in production right then. So we may be planning to have John Barrowman, who is coming, but he may be needed for an Arrow episode. And the only day they can film is Sunday or Monday during DragonCon. Well, guess what? He's going on Sunday and Monday to do that. That doesn't mean he doesn't love us. He does. But you know, they got to do the filming too. So that's what happens.
And the other thing is, and this is both fortunate and unfortunate, because, you know, geekdom has grown to
an insane
level.
Yes.
People learned, that after, you know, 30 years of DragonCon,
It took a lot. 31. Yep.
But at probably around year 25, people figured out that, you know what? There's a big party that goes on down during Labor Day weekend down in Atlanta. We want some of that action too.
So,
several other cons have cropped up that happened at the same time. It's, you know, so sometimes we're sharing, quote unquote, sharing guests with other cons that happen to be going on in other parts.
There's
of the
one
country.
Up in Toronto all the time, but. So
that happens too. So sometimes, even though we've mentioned some of these guests, for example, I was just looking at Nathan Fillion because somehow Nathan Fillion appeared, and I had no idea that he was coming this year.
You didn't see him on there? Oh yeah, no, he's coming this year. He got announced about a month ago. Yeah,
yeah, but he's only coming for Friday.
He is only coming for Friday because he probably has filming.
He probably either has filming or he possibly has another obligation someplace else. So
that's,
I mean, it's just all these things are happening. But guess what? Show up on Friday and see him that day. Trust me.
Yeah.
I know that everyone's worried about running out of seats, but Nathan Fillion, they're going to put in the big ballroom. And
well,
you'll be there.
And not only are they going to put it in the big ballroom, if you're in one of the host hotels.
Is.
Of course he's doing a panel. Yeah. He has to do a panel if he's coming to DragonCon. But if he is doing a panel, if you can't get in that room, you're also going to be able to see him. There's a lot. We have something called DragonCon TV, which is shown in the host hotels, and it's also shown in a lot of the host bars and restaurants and things like that. So you can go and sit there and watch it too if you can't get into the big room.
Plus, something that started last year that is now continuing this year.
Yes.
We're going to find out some more information on whether you can get it without even coming to the show. But
yeah, I'm trying to find that out.
But the streaming piece, which is actually DragonCon TV, streamed to your internet device thing.
Yep.
So you can do
whatever
that.
Internet device thingy you have. You know, if you've got.
I think it continues to work beyond just the.
It does.
Just
it
the,
does.
The
you can still get it.
4 days. So.
Yes, it does, because you get archive
5
stuff.
Days that the DragonCon is.
Four. Okay, so John and I will argue about this a lot. DragonCon officially starts
Thursday
around 10 a.m. on Friday. Stop. 10 a.m. on Friday. Okay. And goes until Monday at approximately 3 p.m. That is the official hours of DragonCon. However, we know a lot of people come down early. And so last year, we started officially doing a few things on Thursday night. This is pre-con. We want everybody to come and have fun. We want, if you're there, go get you. Badges are open on Thursday, so you can go get your badge on Thursday. So you can go and do that and have a lot of fun with this. But yes, that's what we do. But it is not open. DragonCon is not official on Thursday. Is the DragonCon store open, John, on Thursday? You just heard this answer when we talked to Zan. Come on.
No.
No, it is not. Oh. So that means it's not officially open.
Okay.
However, a lot of people have parties. Those will be announced.
So,
and the other thing we haven't announced yet, we haven't talked about the app.
Oh, the app, yes.
How have we not talked about the app?
I don't know.
Oh, goodness. Because we're just kind of all over this.
Yeah, this
place.
Is just our. This is our warm up. This is our. This is, you know, like the pregame show. You go out to watch the baseball players throw the and you know hit some things and then do sports ball stuff.
Yeah,
that's what you're listening to right now.
Yeah, sports ball, whatever that means. Okay, so but the app. Is it's dragging. You can find it on the Google Play Store. You can find it in iTunes. What other things are there to download?
That's pretty much it because it's not on the. I don't think it's on the Microsoft.
I don't know. I'll find out.
I doubt it's on Windows Phone.
I don't know. It might be on a Windows.
It would be that in Netflix would be the only two things that are on Windows Phone.
Okay, that would be it. So what you can do on Google and iTunes is you can look up DragonCon. There will be an app for the DragonCon app. It should say DragonCon either 2016 or 2017. And go away. My husband's trying to help you on something and he's being a jerk. I will say that in a minute. But okay, so but there's an app, and this app is awesome because when the official DragonCon schedule is published, which is about 2 weeks before the con, you will be able to see everything that's going on. You will also be able to see as we receive them, we being DragonCon, when some of the actors are doing their signings and or their photo ops and things like that. So we'll tell you more about that because those are costs and things like that, but those will be there. And so, yeah, the app is very important. We will talk a lot more about that in another episode because we really believe in the app and we want to tell you to share it with your friends and all that. So.
Hey, Lee, I just opened up the app, and the app isn't updated. Why isn't it updated yet? Well,
it isn't updated.
When are you going to put out your schedule, Lee? Lee, when are you going to put out your schedule?
Okay, so some track directors put up their schedule early. I do not put it up.
Lee, where's the schedule? When's the schedule coming out?
The schedule is not official. It's not even close to official. Not even close. I have a schedule. That and a $1.50 will get you a cup of cheap coffee at Waffle House.
Your husband is burying you.
My husband is burying me? What?
He just sent me the link to the DragonCon store hours.
My husband just sent my real husband, till death do us part.
Oh, by the way, what is your standard? What is your standard for how many days DragonCon is, Lee?
I hate everybody.
Because the DragonCon store opens 8 a.m. on Thursday.
On Thursday. I saw it. Fuzzy Butt sent that to you, didn't he? Oh, God. Folks, this is what you'll hear pretty much all 50 days. And yes, John just said, Andrew, he likes you a lot and you're awesome. Okay, so. As you can tell, I'm in my den doing this as my husband is over here being a jerk. And my con husband is so enjoying it with the fruits of the labor. Okay, but no. So DragonCon's a lot of fun. Come. That's all we can say.
That's it. All right, let's wrap this up because they're going to be hearing us incessantly.
Oh, God. Yeah, they don't.
Actually, on the plus side, most other episodes, it's other people talking.
Oh, thank God, yes.
Not us.
We just ask a couple of questions, put some interjections, and then we're done.
So the key things to take away. There'll be much more interesting content coming up in the days to come. 50 Soon. Days does not literally mean 50 days because it might only be 40.
And we have real life.
And we have and real lives.
That we have to keep our mortgages going.
We're volunteers. This is not, we don't speak for DragonCon. We speak about DragonCon, but not for DragonCon.
A lot.
Let's see. Yeah, and hopefully we'll have I think we usually get Regina towards the end, and then she'll give you all the things that we got wrong and all the things that we got right.
Yeah, she'll tell us.
She'll let you know. So if you're going to listen to anyone, listen to that one. It's usually towards the end, and she corrects us as we go along.
Yes, Regina, the goddess of programming. Yes,
she knows. She knows all. And I guess that's it, Lee.
I think so.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun, and download the app, even though there's nothing on there yet, because in about 40 days, there'll be stuff there. 30,
And look for follow X Track on Facebook, uh-huh. and you should see her schedule going up there. You know, anytime now.
36 days from now. Yep.
All right, folks. So
don't go there with me.
We're already punchy, so there you go.
We're already punchy. We're already tired. He's got to move. He's got boxes all mm-hmm. over his house.
Yeah. Also, yeah. It sounds really echoey in here. I don't know how it's going to sound on the recording. But anyway, hopefully you enjoy it. So,
you sound great.
Until next time, for Lee, and I guess Lee, this is John saying peace.
Bye. Both of my husbands are jerks.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.